You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, bringing you Timberwolves content each and every week. Of course, your host here, Colt Molesky, and just wanted to direct your guys' attention to not only the entire Locked On NBA Network, but specifically the Locked On NBA podcast. This year, again, we have done a collaboration of all the hosts around the Locked On NBA universe coming together for a few episodes in this big draft, mock draft collaboration. And so it was a lot of fun to go through and create. There was a lot of guys trying to pull off trades and trying to move pieces around. There are some interesting trades, actually, throughout the entire draft from top to bottom in that first round. So I would definitely go check that out if I were you. It's a great way if you're on the car ride to work and you don't have time to go and read a mock draft. It's a great way to listen to a mock draft and go through pick by pick. We have all the hosts from every single team, and then there is a special guest on the Locked On NBA podcast. I'm not going to tell you who. You have to go check that out, who is kind of reacting to each pick as we make it, and we're acting, again, like last year, as the GM of our team, and then he's reacting, saying what he thinks of those picks, giving his expert opinion on, is this a good choice, is this a bad choice, how this team will look going forward, this new draft pick on the roster. So it took some work to get everything together and put together and piece everybody's picks together, but it was fun, and I think it sounds really good. I think these have gone really well the last couple of years for the network, and I think this one is up to that standard as well. Another really good mock draft for the Locked On NBA Podcast Network. So make sure you go check that out. It's a great way to get ready. The draft is this week. Great way to get ready for it's not this week. It's next week. I apologize. I'm already halfway through June, and we're only on June 10th. Craziness. But it is next week. It's coming up faster than you think. And so that is a handy little tool. Be on the lookout for that because it's going to prep you very nicely for the draft. And by the way, when you're looking at podcasts to listen to, make sure you're going and checking out the Himalaya app. That's the best place to get your podcast. Obviously, you can get the Locked On Timberwolves podcast everywhere, but definitely go check out Himalaya, and the platform they have set up for podcasting is really tailored to the idea behind podcasting and making everything easier and more accessible. Make sure you go check out Himalaya when you're downloading and when you're subscribing, when you're hopefully giving this podcast a 5-star rating. All right, let's dig into this. We've been going through and looking at draft prospects, kind of gave you an in-depth breakdown of PJ Washington. We had Pierre Nogem of Fox 9 on last week talking about prospects, talking about the Timberwolves and free agency. Today we're going to do another breakdown of a prospect. This one is a little bit of a reach, maybe, potentially. This one is definitely going to be a future prospect. I know that the Timberwolves aren't exactly in a spot, like I've said before, with their cap situation where you're really looking for a bunch of stashing or draft and stash kind of players. For the Timberwolves, you're hoping to get somebody who can contribute right now. But the nature of this draft and with how top-heavy it is in those top four to six picks, a lot of people go as far as to say it's a four-player draft. I'm willing to say I think there's probably six players in here that are those join the team and immediately make a difference type players, but again, only six picks. Timberwolves pick 11th, so you can see the problem there. No matter who you're picking, it's probably going to be somebody who has a lot of polishing to do, a lot of his game that needs work, and there's going to be a lot of potential that the Timberwolves grab somebody who is a whole lot better now and a whole lot more of a contributor in 3 years than he is now. And while that maybe isn't a prospect that Timberwolves faithful relish, that's just the way it is. And so there's going to be a couple of those that we look at over the next week or so. And there's going to be some guys that I think could make a real difference this year as well. So this is, just buckle up. I know that this isn't the favorite for fans, but this is one of those players that's, I think, going to pay dividends at the back half of his rookie contract as opposed to the front end. But The player I'm talking about is UNC's Nasir Little. And if you watch college basketball, if you have friends who watch, if you have friends specifically who are UNC fans and watch a lot of college basketball and have told you about Nasir Little, if you've heard UNC fans groaning, if you've seen UNC fans complain on Twitter or Instagram or really any social media platform about Nasir Little, you might have groaned a little bit yourself. But I think this could actually be a pretty solid pick. So Nasir Little, he's a forward, and he is 6'6", 222 pounds. I really like just his measurables. He's a bigger guy who can play kind of that. I talk about this a lot, that stretcher position, that 4-3, 3-2 kind of spot where you're kind of moving those guys, shifting those guys across the roster a little bit. I think he can kind of fit into that mold. Again, his stats were nothing to write home about really throughout the season. I mean, 9.8 points per game, 4.6 total rebounds per game, 0.7 assists, half a steal per game, half a block per game. He was averaging about 1.5 turnovers per game. I mean, and he was playing 18.2 minutes per game, came off the bench for his one and only season at UNC in 36 games. I mean, even some of the shooting stats, 26% from three, these aren't exactly encouraging, but if you look at his field goal percentage, 47% from the field, I know he only took 7.6 field goal attempts per game, but he can find efficient buckets. He's pretty solid at the line, 77% from the charity stripe. A lot of this is projecting forward and kind of hoping that some of this can pan out. I mean, you hear him talk about this season coming away from UNC, and I do like that it's very much in the mold of like a Mikal Bridges out of Charlotte, the former Michigan State player who, when people were saying, oh, I can't believe he wasn't on the ballot for the rookie team, or I can't believe he kind of went under the radar, and he came out and said, I just stunk this year. I could have done a lot of things better, could have put myself in a lot better positions, and I got to come back and be a lot better. They didn't mess up. I messed up throughout the year. I like that ownership, and a player, you want a player to not have his confidence shaken, but you also want a player to be self-aware, and I think that self-awareness is important. And so when Nasir Little came on and just said, you know what, I don't think I had my mind in the right spot. I don't think I was in the right spots. I think that I could have done a lot things better throughout the season, and he's not criticizing, and there's a lot of people out there that took it right away as criticism of the UNC system and criticizing that he wasn't, I don't know, starting or wasn't being played in the right ways, but he totally owned it. He was saying, no, this is, I wasn't in the right spots and I wasn't adjusting well, and it took me a long time to get caught up to where my role on this team would be. And I like that ownership. I like that type of self-awareness that says, no, there was a lot of things that I could have done better, and these are things that I saw this season that I can go forward and work on in the next leg of my career. I like that a lot. And while that's not the only reason to draft a guy, I think when you have a guy who has he's a tremendous prospect, and whatever you thought of last year, if you just look at his raw talent, and some of the stuff he can do around the basket, and some of the stuff he can do on offense, both in transition and in the half court, you've got to still be encouraged, and you've got to still like some of this raw stuff that you see from Little. And so that, coupled with the fact that he realizes that he made some mistakes, he messed up on some stuff, he didn't have his maybe mind right for coming off the bench for his role on this UNC team, I like that ownership. I like that he realizes that, and I think that shows that he's a player who's going to come in hungry this year and going to come in really wanting to make some changes, really wanting to approach this season with a more open mind no matter what team he's on, and just accept whatever role he falls into in a given team. So we're going to talk about what that role would look like on the Timberwolves. First, we're going to take a break for some sponsors. Colt Molesky talking about Nasir Little, UNC forward. I know that he is projected out, it seems like more of a 20th pick, 20-25 kind of range. And this would be, I guess technically it would be a reach for the Timberwolves. But they obviously need offensive help. They really need guard help. But with the way it's looking just as of right now, it's looking like most of that guard help is going to get picked up early on in between picks 2 through 10. And so with that in mind, you really got to look at drafting the best available talent, not the drafting to biggest need, because I think that's a big mistake that a lot of teams in every league makes, is that they think, oh, we need a point guard. Oh, we really need a quarterback. We really got to have a wide receiver. And so they reach on guys and they take guys way too early, or they take guys that shouldn't even be picked in that round. And what you really should do in basically every draft, in almost every round. I mean, even if you're looking at football, even in like later rounds, like third, fourth round, but especially in the first round of any draft, you've just got to take the best available talent. And you got to trust that your system is going to be able to cultivate and mold that talent in a way where it doesn't matter if you need point guard help or you just need some combo guards. Grabbing a great forward is going to pay far more dividends than grabbing a position that you needed. And so that's the way I'm looking at this with Nasir Little. I think he's a great prospect. I still think he has got a lot of that talent that just wasn't really tapped into at UNC. I think that he can find his spots on the basketball court. And while he may need some help finding every single one of those spots, and while maybe he has to adjust a little bit to being more of a role piece versus a centerpiece, I think that he could be really good, especially when you're playing off of a guy like Towns. I think that there's opportunity to where you could grow him into a guy where you could play him off ball, certainly, but also maybe try and run the offense through him a little bit and have him playing off Towns. It could be kind of a fun, more of a bully ball kind of lineup. If you have Towns, you have Nasir Little out there, you have like Akita Bates Jop, who's a longer dude. You have like a Gorgie out there, just play really long and big. I don't know. Some of that stuff you can definitely tinker with. And I think that he's somebody who can come around and play more. He can get into games more, play more aggressive offensively and defensively, get more aggressive on the glass, really fight and contend for extra possessions for the Timberwolves and be a defensive asset for them as well. And again, you have to make sure that he is not finding one or two spots. He's expanding his offensive portfolio. You want to see him try and stretch his game a little bit more. I'm not saying he has to be a three-point ace, but get outside of that paint area and expand a little more. He's got a nice little move to get to the basket with his back to the basket turned and get into the hoop, but you just want to see him add a few more pieces to his offensive basket. And again, I think that at UNC, a combination of things happened where he wasn't able to tap into his full potential there. They needed him for a certain role, and he definitely was not prepared mentally for that coming off the bench kind of six-man almost role. And you could definitely tell throughout the course of the UNC season. So I think his game suffered from that. But again, like I said, he's approaching this next leg of his career with a new attitude and a new mindset. I think that he could be really, really good and kind of a really, really great pick for any team that drafts him in this 11 to 16 range. And the analysts are going to say, oh, this was a reach. He really didn't show that he was ready for this big jump. He's gonna have to be stashed. But I think 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, you're gonna look back at it and say, wow, Nasir Little was a real steal, and he was a real central piece of this franchise now and a real central piece of this roster. And so I like him a lot. Again, it might be considered a reach, but I think that he's going to be a really good forward to fit next to Towns. And that's essentially, at the end of the day, what the Timberwolves need is just combo guards and forwards to place around Towns and to make this team really long and really athletic around this centerpiece superstar. And Nasir Little is just that type of guy, and I think that he's got plenty of upside, and I think that this could really pan out for the Timberwolves. So that's Nasir Little, that's my case for him. Let me know what you think. Let me know who you would rather pick. I'm going to keep doing these draft breakdowns and diving into these different guys. As of right now, though, that's it for me. Thank you so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.